Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what I hate more in life than overpriced food, paying your taxes, and dreadful entertainment on TV and film? That is, of course, insufferable women who think they're gamers, who are on Twitch, who can take over the male gaming space because apparently we're terrible human beings. In my hand is Modern Warfare 2 from 2009, one of the greatest video games ever. My favorite of the original trilogy is definitely Modern Warfare 3 because that game does not get enough love. And yes, before you're asking, I'm not opening this because it could be worth some money in time to come. So aren't you a beautiful thing to look at there, Mr. Simon Ghost Riley himself? But of course now, folks, we've got to get into today's video, and I have to warn you, this is levels of cringe I have never experienced before. I'm actually cold reacting to this particular one because when you see what I have to deal with today, and like every other man has to deal with, you wonder why. Oh boy.
Sexism in gaming. Without a doubt, there will be backlash because I'm not as bangable as the previous host.
Her voice may be almost as important to gamers as Lara's double pistols, curves, and skimpy shorts.
Kung Fu Hot Dog
is a Kung Fu renegade cop. Now he must defeat the most evil Kung Fu master in the world.
Now we have the opportunity to tell a new Indiana Jones story for a modern gaming audience.
Get ready for a new world of unspeakable adventures.
I said, Mummy, I like the way the lady runs.
Get ready for a new world of unspeakable adventures never before shown in a motion picture. Get ready for
Kung Fu Hot Dog.
Fight, no retreat, no surrender.
Any normal day, folks, I wouldn't have a problem with a woman like this. Of course, when I say this, I mean, look at her handle, Jayhanna. Like, give me hope, Joanna, give me hope, Joanna. Hope, Joanna, till the morning comes. Yeah, and of course, you can see the necklace she's sporting. You know what's going on in the world right now between two warring factions and a certain G-strip. That's all I'm going to say. And I think for people like her, obviously she is a Muslim streamer, they're putting themselves out there under the spotlight because they want to be relevant. They want to say their usual messaging. And yeah, this is what she says right here, because apparently we are the problem with the gaming community. I can't wait to roast this chick. And in fact, I'm deliberately withholding what's above this photograph right here. And by the way, pay attention to the way she's underdressed here, because if she's a proper Muslim woman, she wouldn't be dressed like this at all. In fact, if she was in a certain country beginning with the letter P and ending with Ayn, then she'd probably be beheaded. So we're going to play this video, and I may stop and start in certain sections and to give you my reaction. It's 2 minutes and 5 seconds. I have a funny feeling this might be the longest duration I've ever suffered in my life, because in TV land, 1 minute is long enough. Can you imagine this woman in TV speaking like this for 2 minutes? Oh my God. Here we go. And in fact, is the volume up? Yep, here we go.
She wouldn't last 10 minutes in a COD lobby is not, nor has it ever been, a valid excuse for men to act like pieces of human garbage in gaming. I shouldn't have to play a game where all I say is hi and the whole game is thrown and I'm in hell for the next 40 minutes because men are being emotional about it. That is not normal, and that's not how the old COD days were.
Oh, she knows about the old COD days. But if she knew about the old COD days, you know you'd get a mouthful of abuse every time you went on there. I would occasionally myself infiltrate the online gaming sphere with Modern Warfare 2, where my gamer tag was Skid McCormick. So if you get that 80s pop icon reference, you're a better person than me. But quite seriously, what gives her the entitlement to think, well, back in the old days of playing COD, I never had this problem. And you know, when you get people like SSS Sniper Wolf, who appeared on the scene and thought, look at me, boys, I can play Call of Duty just like you can. Nobody took her seriously because she's insufferable. She actually stole content of other people, reacted to them without giving them credit. And then, of course, YouTube even banned her, I believe, for quite a short amount of time. But she is on her way out. Trust me, no one's going to miss Sniper Wolf. Because I promise you, as a man, yes, please carry on there.
As I promise you, as a man, you have never had somebody...
As a ma'am, you have never had somebody throw on the basis of your gender. Wow. I'm willing to bet this chick is single, not married. She's probably one of those women that if they wanted her to meet a prospective husband, as soon as his family saw her, they'd be like, no, here's the money, here's the dowry, please go and keep her away from this neighborhood as far as possible.
Throw on the basis of your gender. That doesn't happen. You can say it happens, you're lying. I'm sorry. I don't know why that's such a common thing in the comments of my videos. You guys want to be oppressed so bad that you'll look at a man telling me he's gonna tell me to get back in the kitchen. that happens to you too. It doesn't. There's a reason that historically male dominated spaces are known for being toxic and unsafe. That goes for gaming, that goes for sports. Any male dominated space is a bad one.
But that's why you have separate sports for women and men, because if those two genders collided in the same sporting arena, do you know how that's going to be? It's going to be, well, it's going to be an unfair advantage when you think about it, because men by gender and by biology are stronger than women. But now she's taking even that example I've cited and applying it to video games, because, oh my God, if you play an online tournament, we are toxic men, because if women infiltrate the scene, they get to start stealing the limelight. And in her case, I think she's playing the classic victim here, because obviously when she streams on Twitch, I've never seen her Twitch on stream. I don't know what she's like. I gather that she's probably getting comments, because probably people are probably thinking, you're a grifter, you're a nobody, nobody cares about you. But for some reason she's made this video which has gone viral, and the funny thing is, I wouldn't have given this person my time of day, but because this video is so hideously cringe, I just have to chime in here, because I really can't stand the fact that, again, when men have a hobby they enjoy so much, women have to feel entitled to encroach their way into it and try to take away fun from us. We don't go to their spaces, the female spaces, and try to take anything away from them. Unless, of course, your name is Leah Thompson and you swim for the all-female swim team in Pennsylvania, pretending to be a woman.
That's not me being sexist.
It is.
Inherent issue with the way that you guys have your locker room talk that makes everybody else feel unsafe.
Yeah, because you don't get women going into a male's locker room at the gym, do you? My God, I think this chick actually needs to go to the gym herself when you see what I'm talking about.
You could possibly find it fun to make other people feel unsafe. No woman is asking men to make gaming a safe space with sunshine and rainbows and everything, but could you please be normal, because I want to be able to enjoy playing the game without my life being threatened, without my body being threatened, because I'm existing as a woman. And men are the ones making it unsafe. And I do not care if you feel targeted by me.
Without her body, well, we're going to question that statement in a minute as well, being threatened. Well, first of all, you dumb cow, you're wearing a revealing top. So, of course, the natural male instinct is to be drawn to it. Or in my case, I'm trying to look away as far as possible, because bloody hell, that is just not the sight I welcome at this moment in time. Would I motorboat this chick for $10 million? I probably would, and then get the hell out of Dodge and rinse my face off for days on end. But, oh my God, classic victim. Oh, I'm showing my boobies on stream, but people are attacking me. I can't imagine why. Again, I'm not condoning that, but this is the reaction you expect when you go online. I mean, if it was me showing my belly button off to a stream, what do you think I'm going to get? Oh my gosh, mate, you need to lose a few pounds, blah, blah, blah. So think before you speak, you silly dumb cow, before you start going, oh, well, my body's being threatened and I'm going, yeah, she's just drawing attention to herself because no man in their rightful mind would even dare date this chick. Yeah, I'm courting you a chick. I'm that way old school fashioned.
And men are the ones making it unsafe. And I do not care if you feel targeted by me saying men, or if you feel attacked by me saying men, you are part of the problem. If you feel attacked by that, you're part of the problem. If you say just mute them, you're part of the problem. If you sit there and let them say that to me and you don't intervene, you are part of the problem. Because I have a lot of male friends, normal male friends, who don't say slurs and don't threaten people and just play like normal. I understand it, it's not all men. But if you are not one of the men doing this, it is entirely on you to help stop the men who are. If you don't understand that and you don't understand power imbalances and gender hierarchy, it's not my place to teach you. I'm not your mother, I'm not your teacher. Close the game for 5 minutes and educate yourself, but stop making this a bad experience for
you. Hey, Muslim girl, why don't you stop playing video games and get a real fucking job? How about doing that instead of telling us, oh my God, I got all my male friends, they're all normal, they wouldn't dare utter slurs on me or any other female. Well, how do you know? You don't know what guys do away from your company. They're probably nice in front of you, but when they're away, they're probably thinking, right, lads, let's go check out that bar down the road and check out some big boobies on show what the barmaid has in store for us. They'll probably say something like that. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Now, I remember folks have said that just above this god-awful picture here, there's more to come. Well, have a look at this. So I said, men should start threatening to assault women. And now I have hundreds of replies and DMs that look like this. Y'all really passionate about assaulting women, huh? So again, what this looks like, it's all... She's either made these replies herself, or she's actually cut and pasted each individual one without actually crediting who the person is, because you've got to have the person's name or their handle in the messages. Get these fat, ugly tits out of here, you whale. Well, that she certainly is, and I can't argue with that comment. I believe she's insulting herself. She has to be. People are mean to you because you say stupid effing shit like that. Automatically makes you unattractive, which is true, which is what you're trying to do, or your fat, ugly boobs wouldn't be out. Please know you are so effing gross, and it's no surprise. I mean, look at that photograph. Oh, look at me. Oh, please, can you just worship me now? Give me some kudos. Give me a mark out of 10. Lady, looking at you, I wouldn't even give you a 0 out of 10. That's still being far too generous. Holy shit. When I see my Twitch mamas streaming, I want to see people like Sparkles, Aromanth. I want to see people like them. You know, my white meat. Everything I do is for the girls, gays and theys. I love you all more than life itself. Oh my God. Only 138 retweets, 794 comments. Oh boy, tell you what, this is not long in getting ratioed actually. Wow, what did some of the comments say in this one? You do everything only for yourself, narcissist. You won't stream with your breasts covered, and it's because you know better. You spoke of that word, so when you force your kids gay, blow out... Kyle is hilarious, oh gosh. Oh, let's see what else is on here. All the money I make from stream and across all platforms this week will be donated to the Trevor Project for LGBT youth. No, it won't be. Yeah, you just want it for yourself, love. They hit the Pentagon. This was 12 hours ago. So I think this is to do with what she said. Twitch is committed to keeping our community safe and for everyone. And it looks like based on a review of your activity or content, we have issued a global suspension on your account. As a result, your access to Twitch services is temporarily restricted. Incurring multiple violations may result in a permanent suspension. As in, why can't it be a permanent ban? And there we go. So, yep, clearly, people have complained about what she said because, yeah, you are hating on men. You are telling all your Twitch followers men are horrible pieces of shit and should not be allowed to play video games. You know what? I'm just getting so pissed off with this right now. And by the way, can I just scroll on up more? Is there more to this chick than meets the eye? She's not a Transformer, that's for sure. But then again, if we're talking Optimus Prime, oh my God, holy Jesus Christ. She stole those eyebrows off Groucho Marx. Oof. Oof. She wears false eyelashes, ladies and gentlemen. She can't be embracing of her natural... I can't say beauty, can I? No. Oh my God. I bet you don't wash down below, do you, love? Good grief. She makes like she's some party girl. She's not. I'm telling you, in her native country, wherever that might be, she wouldn't be allowed to do this shit at all. But let me just go back to the other screen, folks, because I want to talk about this a little bit more. Wowee. Holy Jesus Christ. Well, what can I say, ladies and gentlemen? This chick is absolute garbage beyond belief. I mean, first of all, she gaslights men who apparently attack her in her streams because why are we going to take a female COD player seriously? Yeah, call me sexist, I don't care. But the minute I hear about a female streamer who says, oh, well, I get attacked in my space because men don't like me playing their games. First of all, you dumb cows out there, if you want to play video games, nobody's stopping you. But by the same token, stop telling us that we're the bad ones. You're making up this crap. You're playing victim. Why don't you become a nun and join a nunnery somewhere and maybe give us a bit of peace and quiet? We can't enjoy video games now, apparently, or our favorite male hobbies because women apparently want to step in there and claim it for themselves. It's just like how everything in entertainment now, they're trying to rewrite history by rewriting it, if you know what I mean. You see what I did there? Gosh, I'm so funny. I can't help it. And yes, that's me being absolutely modest. But if I have to see one more female streamer, and apparently there'll be more to come, or they're already out there, but I don't know where they are, they can stay as far away from me as absolutely possible. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Everybody can game online from all walks of life. And I mean, this chick again, my God, when you see the state of her, and my God, would she fill the P state, you know, the one that's in the news at the moment? If you put her against that on the map, she'll probably be bigger than the landmass itself, to quote Richard Hammond from the Grand Tour. So ladies and gentlemen, do you like my boob-tastic thumbnails? Do you enjoy my intoxicating, busty-laden videos? Well, if that's the case, you should come back for more like this. Ooh, I have no idea about you, but I fancy taking a shower right away. And if some of these busty ladies care to join me, the more, the merrier.
Oh. I will break your shit, dog. Keep it up. I'll break your shit.